Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, it's the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and follow along in God's Word. Spend some time in His presence. Lift Him up. Let's let Him know that we love Him and that we're praising Him. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And of course, the basis for that song comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. I've told you this many times, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." And then he goes on to tell us about being clothed in the full armor of God. Read Ephesians chapter 6. It will bless your heart. Let's go to Psalms chapter 8, beginning with verse 3, for the word of God to begin today's broadcast. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. The name of Jesus. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Praise the Lord. All right, let's take a holiness hymns of praise. Turn to page 126. Sing along with us on a great favorite, "I'll Have a New Life." Clap your hands and let's worship the Lord and praise Him.
On that resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Sown in weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Glorified with Him forever, death will be lost in victory. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. What a hallelujah morning when the last trump of God shall sound. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Graves all bursting, saints a shouting, heavenly beauty all around. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home of love eternal
with the redeemed of God to stand.
No more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God to stand. No more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Well, that should excite you. In a world where we hear so much about death and sadness, when we go to the house of the Lord, we hear about joy and gladness and a new life in Christ. Behold, the trump of God shall sound, the Bible says, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Paul tells us in Thessalonians, wherefore comfort one another with these words. What a joyful, blessed time the saints of God have awaiting them. Well, let's go to our precious promise today before we pray. From John 14:13, Jesus speaking here, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Praise God today for the Word of God. Thank you again for worshiping with us. Let's join together in prayer. Let's just bring our requests and our needs to the altar. Father, we're so thankful today that we've had an opportunity to drink of that living water, to drink of that water, Lord, that comes from you, that will so satisfy and quench our thirst, Lord, that we would never thirst again. And Lord, that drink that we get is like a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. We're so thankful, Lord, that we can take the Word of God and apply it to our heart. It's a living Bible. It's a living Word. Thank you, Lord, for the spoken Word. The very first thing we ever know that you said was, Lord, let there be light. And we thank you for the great things that you've spoken to us since Genesis chapter 1. Heavenly Father, use this service for your glory today. Bless each heart and life. Minister to every need. Let it speak to someone that's unsaved, and maybe today will be the day someone turns to you as his or her Savior. Just meet every need as each one prays today, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll praise him with us now. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, let's sing it. This is what we're doing. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again. Oh, let's worship him now. In one accord, something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't it great to be together again? Just praising the Lord. If you will, in a little while, be ready to take our contact information. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And we're using some new recording equipment, thanks to Kuntz Computers
in Mount Vernon, Illinois. We were having some trouble. Some of you may have noticed the last few days our broadcast had a different sound. Our computer programming equipment was failing at times, and it just had to be replaced. And so we're thankful that Coons helped us, and we're back to somewhat, hopefully, sounding normal again. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being so very kind to us. The devil fights us in a lot of different ways, but we're winners through Jesus Christ. Sister Linda's my favorite singer. She's singing today. It always makes a difference. May the Lord bless you as she sings.
Touch me now, I pray. So Jesus led them down out of town and touched his eyes that day. He said, I see men as trees are walking. So Jesus touched him once again. The blinded eyes receive their sight when Jesus passes by. Oh, it always makes a difference when Jesus passes by. The devil trembles, the enemy flees when Jesus comes on the scene. He always shines a ray of light. The darkening clouds will fly. It always makes a difference when Jesus passes by. They took him tomb that day. Lazarus was his name. His loved ones wept, for death had crept into their lives with pain. Oh, but someone sent a message, and soon Jesus did reply.
Thank you for worshiping with us. We're here daily with the power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis, and Sister Linda Myers is at the piano, and our broadcast ministry is a work of faith. Thank you for what you do to help us to stay here, and we appreciate hearing from you. If you would like to send a check or a money order, a card or a letter, we want you to give to your church and taking care of your family first, but you can send any mail to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.